Hey yo, what's up with it? It's your big homie Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. Today we're doing something different though. Hey, I want you to roll your blunts, pour your wine, sit back and relax. It's time for Triple OG Stories. Damn, sound like somebody just got choked out. I'm not sure. But tonight, we're going to visit a story. A story that I wrote a little while back. This story right here is about a lady. A lady named Misty. Misty didn't have it all. And she made sure everybody around her, she made sure they knew that. Let's get started.
Drive my Lambo like a Chevy on some rich nigga shit. You can't talk to my girl, she a rich nigga bitch. Told the teacher I was gonna be on the rich nigga list. Told you black ass nigga caught a meal on his wrist. Hey, black ass nigga with a bad ass bitch. I went and got the bag and now everything lit. I went and got the bag and now everything lit. For real though. I went all the way through hell and back to get to this. Yo. Ten toes, stay down. Yo. Real hustler. Yo.
I woke up this morning to my phone going crazy. It rang like 3 different times before it woke me up completely. I answered the phone and it was Cherie Lincoln, my new landlord. I had just went through this week-long process trying to get into this 3-bedroom townhouse out in the county. My bad. Wait. Let me introduce myself to y'all. My name is Travis Jackson, and I just went through a long-ass loveless marriage and finally made it to divorce. Yeah, you heard it right. I'm divorced. I've been living with my brother and his family for like the last 3 or 4 months, and now I'm ready to go. Don't get me wrong, though. I love my family, man. I love my nieces and my nephews with all my heart. But I'm a grown-ass man, and I need my space and my privacy. After I got off the phone with Cherie, I decided to go on here and get on up, jump in the shower, and grab some grub. If I heard her right, she wanted to meet up in about 2 hours so she can give me my keys to the townhouse. Yeah, you heard it right, man. Your boy finally moving on up. You hear me? Finally getting my own shit. After I showered and got myself together, I threw on some cologne and I checked myself in the mirror, head to toe. You know, made sure I was good. After I left out the house, I hit the alarm on my car. I jumped in and I drove around the city listening to my 90s rap playlist. All of a sudden, out the corner of my eye, I seen a gang of cops outside the corner store that I normally go to. It's always some shit going on around here, man. I pulled up slowly next to this other car, and I asked them what was going on. Man, this dude and his wife was in the car. They was excited as hell, man, trying to explain to me what was happening at the exact same time. But you know, basically, man, what they said was it was a light-skinned woman with like reddish kind of blondish hair. She had just stabbed the store owner and then stabbed a dude on her way out the door trying to get away. But the dude that fell outside the door, he didn't die. And when the police came, he told them exactly what she looked like. At least that's what they was trying to tell me anyway. Man, I swear it's hella crazy in this damn city. I don't know why I still live here for real, to be honest with you. It don't matter though. It is what it is. As I pulled off, I thought to myself, man, I better get on over to this townhouse before I'm late. I hope Cherie is already there because me and her really just been talking, you know, texting on the phone. I've never actually seen her in person. It's cool though. She seemed like she real prompt and businesslike, so I'm expecting her to be there when I get there. As I arrived and I headed to the door of the office, I noticed it was kind of propped open a little bit, like somebody was in a rush to get in or out. I don't know. but I guess it just didn't close up all the way. So I paid it on mine. I walked on in the place and it looked crazy in there, like somebody was fighting or tussling or something. I mean, like the furniture was moved all around and one of the pictures had fell on the floor and it was broke. Shit, I don't know, man. I just kind of got this weird ass vibe while I was standing in there. It just seemed crazy. I don't know. I just want to get this over with. So I went on ahead and I called out her name. Sheree Lincoln, if you in here, it's me, Travis. I came to pick up my key. I heard some shuffling and some noises downstairs. I don't know. It sounded kind of crazy, but I figured maybe she was moving stuff around down there because of the way it looked up here. She was rearranging. I don't know, but I just kind of stood there for a second, and that's when I heard her voice.
Yes, I'm here. Give me a sec. I'm on my way up now.
I heard a door close, and that's when she started up the stairs. I kept looking around because the place just seemed crazy as hell to me. And when I came here last week, the maintenance dude was here and it didn't look like this. I mean, he was the one that showed me the townhouse. As I kind of turned around and looked around a little bit more, that's when I noticed her. That's when I seen her come from around the side where the stairs were. I seen her, man. She was this pretty red bone, long black hair, and she was shaped real nice. I couldn't take my eyes off of her, to be honest with you. But the one thing that I did notice that kind of threw me a little bit was that she had on tennis shoes with her dress. I don't know. A lot of women do that, so I kind of paid it no mind. But as I glanced over at her again, I noticed that her tennis shoes were kind of dirty on the side. And I mean like real dirty, like a reddish kind of brown dirt. It kind of looked like blood, to be honest, but I don't know. I wasn't sure, to be honest, but she ended up breaking my train of thought when she spoke to me.
Hi, I'm Sheree. You my appointment, right?
Yeah. You just called me like 2 hours ago, remember? I'm supposed to get my key to the townhouse today.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, we had a break-in last night and the police just left. So now we can start to clean up and get things back in place. I was in the basement when you came cleaning up the mess and dirt down there that left behind. I'm so sorry for the confusion.
It's cool. No worries. I just kind of want to get things going, if that's cool.
Okay, perfect. I got your keys over here on the desk, and all you need to do is sign the rest of the paperwork, and you're good to go.
Okay, cool. I mean, I've been waiting on this part, to be honest. I signed the paperwork, and I grabbed my keys. I said thanks to Sheree, and that's when she grabbed my arm and gave me a huge hug. I kind of like pushed away from her and looked at her kind of crazy. She was just smiling at me. I don't know. That was kind of creepy, man. It threw me a little bit, but then she kind of just moved to the side so that way I could leave. I paid it no mind. I went on ahead and left out the building and just headed on up the block so I could go see my new crib. I went in and it was even better than it was when I came the first time. It was hella clean too. All the appliances was new, like they replaced them and put stainless steel everything everywhere. You hear me? Like, I don't know, man. It was nice. After I said a little prayer to bless my new home and thank God for a new clean life and a fresh clean divorce, I locked up and I went back to my other spot so I could grab some more of my shit and start my move. I pulled up in front of my brother's house in a small U-Haul. It was really all I needed since I didn't have much. All my old furniture that I had, like the big stuff, I gave it to the Goodwill. So now I'm ready to start fresh and new. I did have a few boxes in a heavy bag hanging down there in the room that I was in, but I knew all that stuff wasn't going to fit in my car. As I got out of the truck, I could smell the smoke. I heard the music coming from his backyard. I guess my brother outside grilling some meat while he watching the kids. I mean, sis normally leave and that's what he do, you know. Same old thing all the time. As I walked through the back gate, I could hear my niece and my nephew. They was playing with a few of the little friends they had on the block. And there my brother was on the grill, bobbing his head to the music as usual. You see, my brother Brian, he was a couple of years younger than me. But I gotta say, he doing well for himself. He had a gorgeous wife, 4 beautiful kids, 3 girls and a boy, big ass house, and a few cars to go with it. You see, my brother had what most people would call a come up, but he didn't treat it like that. One day, he was walking out to check his mail, and it was a company, a real small company, over at the neighbor's house, cutting down the trees. And I guess they was doing something wrong because it sure wasn't right. Because before I knew it, my brother was laying on the ground with a 200-pound tree branch on his legs. Of course, when it was all said and done, he sued, and it ended up winning about $30,000. I mean, also, I mean, if you can believe it, he won one of their older work trucks, too. He took that money and he decided he was going to get a better tree cutting company started than the one that actually hurt him. So after about a year of rehab and building equipment, as he went along and buying more and more stuff, he ended up being worth $500,000, man, 6 years later. He didn't know I was moving today. Shit, hell, he didn't even know I was moving at all, to be honest. But I'm sure he'll understand. I walked up behind him and grabbed his shoulder.
Bruh, you was about to catch this fade.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Was that you in the U-Haul?
Yeah, that was me, man. Hey, I got good news, bro. Shit, I'm moving out. I got my keys today, man. I'm moving into a townhouse out in the county.
Well, damn. Was you going to let me know, or was you going to sneak out on us when it was all sweet?
Come on, bro, man. You know better than that.
Nah, Trav. I was enjoying you being here with me. The family, every day. I mean, you my big brother, and everybody love you, bro. Why you want to leave? Was we tripping or something?
BG, chill, bro, man. Come on, man. You know we grown, man. You know I need my space. Stop acting like I'm moving out the state and shit, dude. Damn, I mean, I'm going to be like 15 minutes down the highway, right?
Okay, cool. You good? You need some money or a housewarming gift?
Yeah, okay. Nah, man, I'm fine. I tell you what, though, what I do need, I need for you to help me load this motherfucking truck, man, after you get through cooking and we eat. You hear me? Man, me and my brother loaded up that U-Haul while sis was watching the meat on the grill. It took us about an hour to get everything together. But after we finished, we all ate some burgers and some hot dogs. We laughed. We listened to music for about 2 more hours. I hugged my brother. I hugged his wife. You know, my sister-in-law, love her, man. Pushed my nephew on the ground. Gave my nieces a kiss. Told everybody goodbye. I hopped up in that U-Haul, man, and headed on off to the new spot. I tell you, man, it had been like 4 hours, and I had finally made it to the new crib. It was boxes everywhere, but it was so much bigger than the little room I was in. It felt like I had nothing in there, to be honest with you. But it's cool, because, like, I plan on doing hella shopping tomorrow. I'm going to get some new furniture, a new bedroom suit. Shit, I walked around my new crib, man, just placing stuff in all the rooms where they belong. All the boxes, the totes, shit, anything that was in my brand new living room had to be moved. You hear me? Man, oh boy. I was down in the basement, though. I was down there, like, setting up my little laundry room when all of a sudden I heard water running. I paused for a minute and just stood there. I wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping. I made my way up the stairs, and as I got to the main floor,
bruh, what the fuck? Is that my shower upstairs?
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I ain't no punk, first off. But me running into the mouth of danger? Nah. Like, as this is flat out stupid. So I slowed my stupid ass down. You hear me? I started creeping just a little bit, man. I jumped on my toes and I headed up the stairs. I got my fist balled up hella tight. Whoever it is, man, I'm going to beat their ass to sleep if they don't get to me first, though. Shit, as I moved towards the bathroom, when I got up to the top of the steps, I could see the door was still kind of open. Wait a minute. Man, it is a motherfucker in my damn shower. Man, hold up, bruh. I pushed the door open as I walked in. I walked up to the tub. I swung the shower curtain back and lifted my fist up. Man, it was Cherie. Man, how in the hell she even get in here? And why is she in my shower?
Wait.
Cherie, what in the fuck are you doing in my shower? She looked over at me and just started to smile as big as she could.
Well, I told you I got dirty when I was cleaning that basement. You're welcome to join me.
I stood there for like 96 seconds, just taking in her entire shape and face and legs and her smile. And she just turned around, man, and just started letting the water hit her face and her again. Girl, get your ass out my tub. You know how many fucking felonies you committing right now? Man, I'm going to call the police. I'm finna get the police up.
No, I will leave, okay? I will get my stuff and go.
Well, please and thank you. You know, you crazy as hell, right?
Crazy bitches got the best pussy. Remember that.
Oh, man. I watched her grab her shit, man. She took my towel off the rack. Just start drying herself off, man. But she did it quick, though, so I wasn't going to say another word. I just stood there and watched. She grabbed her shit. She got dressed. Man, I swear, man, this bitch wasn't like this for real. I probably would have gave her my number, but hey, she crazy as a motherfucker. I ain't even clicked this bathroom yet. She got her stuff. She got gone in a fucking hurry. I figured, though, I mean, I'm going to need to change these damn locks, man. It's something just crazy about this lady, man. I mean, who knows? She might end up back in this motherfucker again tomorrow. Man, I finished my night up. I finally cleaned the damn bathroom that she was in and took a shower myself. When I got out, I mistakenly grabbed the same towel that Sheree had put back on my damn rack. The towel just smelled crazy as hell. I don't know if I should have been like turned on or disgusted. I just threw the towel in the basket and grabbed another one out of my bathroom closet. I threw on some shorts and a tank top. It was time for me to roll myself a bedtime blunt. After I was hella high and ready to go to bed, I grabbed a bottle of water that I like to keep on my nightstand. So I took me a couple swallows, turned my light off, laid down. I put the sleep timer on my TV. But for some reason, I start to feel hella sluggish and tired. I couldn't get my thoughts together, and I was dozing in and out just that fast. It was like I was having an out-of-body experience or something. I was in a deep sleep before I knew it, and I could feel like I was in a dream. I mean, like, I don't know, but it's like I was outside of my body and I could see what was happening. I just laid there, and before I knew it, I could feel some cold hands on my back. Then I heard this crazy ass voice.
Oh yeah, nigga, you got some dick on you.
Oh, I could feel them hands again, man. They grabbed my penis and my upper body was like in a state of shock. It just wouldn't move. But when I moved my lower body, everything was cool. So I just started kicking my legs and all of a sudden I could feel shit just tightening up around my ankles. Shit, I think I'm tied up. I felt those hands just roll me over, man. It's like I was on my side and then I ended up on my back. Then I felt two hands. They grabbed my penis again. I could feel weight on top of me. And then all of a sudden I heard that voice again.
It's been like 2 years since I had sex. Now I'm about to ride myself to sleep.
She moved around and I finally felt what was going on. Wow, I can't believe this shit. I started kicking my legs again and just basically wore myself out. She just kept doing what she was doing and basically put a small napkin over my nose. Before I knew it, I had passed out. But while I was passed out, I could hear crazy moans and noises and just all kinds of shit happening in the back of my head.
Good morning, husband.
Sheree's still here. Oh, fuck.
You were a real ride, man. Wow. I think I'm going to keep you.
What in the hell, Sheree? What are you doing here, man? You are not my damn landlord. I was feeling hella groggy by this time. I mean, I don't know what the hell she put in my drink last night. I don't even know if I was dreaming or not, to be honest with you. Did this bitch rape me last night? Man, I don't know if I was dreaming or if it was real. I mean, I tried to move and I was completely tied to my bed frame. Man, hell. Oh, hell yeah. This crazy bitch done christened my apartment and I ain't give her my consent at all. Oh, shit. I looked over, man, and she was half dressed in one of my t-shirts and my favorite pair of socks. Hey, girl, take my damn socks off and untie me, Sheree. What the hell are you doing? She turned around and had this big ass knife in her hand with dried blood all over her hands. And on the handle. She had this look in her eye like she was about to do something horrible to your boy, man. She walked close over to the bed and stopped at the foot of my bed, man, and she looked me right in my eyes.
Stop calling me that. My name is Misty, and I'm your new everything.
She pulled the cuff up. She pulled it up off me and just started staring at my naked body. Wait a minute, I am naked. A few minutes had passed, and she was just smiling like she was just admiring me, I guess. I mean, she neatly placed the comforter back over my body, and she just smiled at me, and then she kissed my forehead and started cleaning my damn bedroom. Misty or Foggy or whatever your damn name is, man, where the hell is Cherie? And why you bring your ass to my crib, man? Untie me, man. You need help, girl. What the fuck? You need help. Misty stopped sweeping, and she turned around towards my bed.
Nah, you'll be fine. As long as you keep giving me that vitamin D like you did last night, you will stay alive. I promise you that.
She just started laughing all crazy and shit.
And Cherie, I guess, is the lady I beat up and tied up in the basement of the office I met you in.
What? So that's why the office was all fucked up.
You guessed it, you smart motherfucker, you.
Oh, I be damned. I knew I had this crazy-ass vibe when I walked in that damn office. Well, that's okay, though. The maintenance man, he gonna be back tomorrow. And when he come in, he gonna be looking for Cherie, and he gonna find her downstairs. He knows she gonna be down there. Misty just shook her head, and she had this wild-ass fire in her eyes.
Nope. He down there too. Unfortunately, I had to slit his throat. But I go there and check on the other lady every single day. She's close to death, but she keeps holding on though.
Oh hell no, man! This bitch is nuts, man. Hey, and I'm still tied to my fucking bed, man. I don't know what the hell this lady got on her mind, man. What am I supposed to do, man? This lady gonna end up killing me, man. I got to do something.
I'm getting wet just thinking about what I'm gonna do to you, Travis. I think I'm ready for some more of you, husband.
I started to move and jerk my arms and my legs with all my might, and I was tired as hell, but I couldn't do nothing, man. And she just climbed back on top of the bed, and she took my shirt off, and before you knew it, she turned her back to me, and she sat on me again, and I could feel my right hand coming undone. I must have jerked it loose. Oh, hell yeah. I can get my right hand free if I tug just the right way.
I'm about to reverse cowgirl on you, husband, and you won't make me a mommy this time.
She started her routine again. Somehow, some way, man, like always, she got me ready. And before you knew it, man, she just sat down. She leaned back a bit. She started moving all crazy and rocking her head back and forth. And before you know it, her wig fell off. It just hit me on the chest. Lord have mercy, this bitch had a wig on? Oh my God, I looked up and her hair is a reddish kind of blonde. Like that couple described me yesterday when I was talking to him about them cops being outside by the corner store. Oh, fuck, I gotta get my hands free, man. I jerked my lower body to distract her. She moaned and started moving a little bit faster, so I jerked again and again, and each time that I did this, I started pulling my hand harder and harder, and my hand got loose, and before I knew it, she screamed, and I could feel I have an orgasm. Man, my hand free. But the problem is, I think I'm about to have an orgasm my damn self. Oh well. She kept moving, and before you know it, she finally got done, and we both had an orgasm. I didn't know what to do. I kind of just sat there for a second, but I knew I should have made my move. I know I should have made my move. I looked up again, and she was leaned forward, kind of, but she was still sitting on top of me. Misty, get your ass off of me, please. I slowly started to move my hands forward, and I felt like, okay, I'm free. I could grab her ass. I could snatch her up by her hair, man. The wig is on my chest. I could do something. I slung the wig off, but I noticed she was moving around like she was searching for something. Like she was kind of looking under the comforter that was at the foot of the bed, and my other hand tied up, so I gotta wait for her to come back. And when she come back, I'm gonna grab her by her throat, man. I'm gonna get her, man. I gotta do this. She must have found what she was looking for, because she popped back up. She was sitting straight up and down when the doorbell rang. Perfect timing. Oh, Man, all I gotta do now is get my left hand untied. Soon as I leaned over to try to grab my left hand, she turned around and she put that damn napkin back over my nose and my mouth. Before I know it, I started going in and out again. I just started fading and fading and fading. I woke up retied and duct taped all over again. I'll be damned. Misty wasn't in the room no more. I had shorts on now. My phone started ringing again, and that's when I heard her walking up the steps. She walked over to my nightstand. She picked up my phone. She turned it towards me. It was my brother. Oh, I hope he come by here. And I left the address on the icebox. He asked me, did I need anything before I left yesterday? And yeah, nigga, I need help.
Man, I can't believe this fool just up and left. I thought everything was cool. I hope wiping these badass kids ain't ran my damn brother off. I just hope he happy in his new crib. I mean, I know that nigga like to have his own. Hell, he taught me that growing up. He taught me how to appreciate what's mine. It's been like 4 days since this nigga left. He ain't called me, text me, write me. I ain't seen him on no Facebook, no Instagram. He ain't did nothing to get a hold of me, so I'm surprised his ass. He left the new address on the icebox on Monday. Plus, he ain't answered the phone all week. Well, it's Friday, so he got the week off. I got time. I'm going to slide on his ass. I just hope he don't let me catch him with no bitch laid up in the house.
My phone was ringing again, but I couldn't answer it. Misty just looked at it again and threw it at me. And that motherfucker hit me in my nuts. Man, I was in so much pain. She just stood there and looked at me with anger and confusion, like written all over her face. She walked up to the bed and grabbed my jaw with her hand. Damn, this bitch was strong.
Who is Brian? And why does he keep calling so much? I already know you're not gay.
That's my brother, bitch. And he gonna bust your ass. And then he gonna come up here and untie me. And then I'm gonna bust your ass, too.
Oh, really, nigga?
Misty just smiled at me and grabbed my phone. As she stood there and got ready to answer it, it stopped ringing. By then, my doorbell just started ringing real fast and nonstop. That's Brian. That's Irene. Thank you, God.
Looks like we've got company. Let's see who it is. Maybe it's Brian.
Misty walked over to the closet, man, where she was hanging up my clothes, and she grabbed one of my hoodies and pulled it over her head. She looked at herself in the mirror, and then she kind of like fixed her hair and checked herself head to toe and walked down to my front door. How you just gonna check yourself head to toe? And man, she had on just a hoodie, man. This bitch is crazy, man. And she got me nervous, man. Oh, I hope this bitch don't hurt my brother, man. Oh, Jesus. I could hear her downstairs talking to my brother too. But why they both laughing? And they laughing loud. And she was down there for like 20 minutes or so. And then here she come back upstairs.
Your brother is cute. I wonder if he's got it going on in the bedroom like you do.
Misty stripped down and she was stark ass naked all over again. She started walking over towards me and she had that damn smile on her face again, man. Here we go. Wait a minute, this bitch bleeding. I see it on her thigh. Oh man, don't tell me she on her period. Oh no. She climbed up on the bed and she looked at me.
Time to get your red wing, sir.
Oh, shit, man. Come on, man. Don't do this. Don't do this, man. Please, please, Misty, don't do this. She moved forward and straddled me again. That's when she placed that damn napkin over my nose and mouth again, man. I started to fade in and out, and I just felt that weight ease down on my pelvic area all over again, man. That's when I passed out. Man, there ain't no telling what this lady done to me.
I knew it. He got a little fine ass, thick ass red bone over there. She said he left in her car with a fine ass. I can't wait to talk to Trav with his own slick ass.
Oh wow, that Misty's a character, huh? Hey, I want to thank y'all for checking out Misty episode 1, starring Tiffany Porter as Misty, Brian Good as little brother Brian, and Bobby Dollars is Trav. Hey, we appreciate y'all, man, checking us out. Be on the lookout for episode 2. Hey, tell everybody about this, because it's more to come. Appreciate you. It's the Bobby Dollar Show.